Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Today in our study of building blocks, we'll be starting on page 5, at the middle of the paragraph on edification.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, there's a crown of glory for building one another up in Christ Jesus. Sharing God's word is not the idea of arguing or raising questions that cause strife. As a matter of fact, Titus chapter 3 verse 9 says, "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." You ever see those people that'll sit in the Sunday school class and they want to debate? And many times they'll undercut something the pastor may have said in a sermon, or some other evangelist that was in the church said, and they want to undercut maybe something else, you know. And look, that person is one to avoid. The Bible says avoid those kind of questions. We should avoid those kind of people. They are not good for the local church. They need to be reproved and rebuked. Now, edification is also encouraging one another to serve Christ in our local church and to be a testimony on the job. For example, you may get one to go soul winning with you, or you could work on a bus ministry together. It could simply be seeing how we may be of help to other Christians in a spiritual, physical, financial, or social way. But you're there to help others. And my friend, that's the first step. That's the first step in trying to help others. Now, be an edifier. Yes, God does expect you to become a member of the local church. He really does. Now, a lot of people don't realize that, but he does. He expects you to become a member of the local church. He also expects you to faithfully attend and support that church. Now, if you'll look at your booklet there, or that you may look at online, support is in heavy letters, okay, bold print. Support. Italicized and bold. Why? Because we wanted you to notice it. And you say, attend and support that church. Some would say, ouch. That hurts. You hit a man in the pocketbook and it hurts. But it's important to see what the Bible says about financial giving. Perhaps you have heard the term tithe used in giving to the church. This is not really a religious term. It simply means tenth. The Bible shows it as representing giving one-tenth of one's gross income to the Lord. Abraham commenced it in Genesis 14:20. You remember there, as they were coming back from rescuing Lot and the city there of Sodom and Gomorrah, if you remember that, where Lot was, but he rescued them at that time. They were coming back, and they met the priest there who Abraham gave a tenth of all. And they're trying to talk, comes, "Hey, you keep this for yourself." And he said, "No, I'm not going to keep it for myself. This belongs to the Lord." And he gave a tenth. Jacob continued that in Genesis chapter 28, verses 16 through 22, when he promised God he'd give a tenth. Now, both of these were before the Old Testament law was given. Now, some people say, well, tithing, a tenth, is the law. Well, that's true, but it didn't start with the law. It started with great men of God as Jacob, who became Israel, and Abraham, okay? And so, and Abraham is somebody that God ordained, and that salvation would come down the line unto us through his line. And so we praise the Lord for that. So we see they started it, and then Moses confirmed it in the law. Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 through 33. You'll read it there, where they were commanded about tithing. We could go on and talk about other places in which this is referring. For an example, in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, where we find out that the Lord says there, bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Now, what God is saying there is that you're not going to outgive me. So here we see it's commanded in the Old Testament. God even rebukes them for not tithing as they should, and even offering. We'll see that a little bit later when I look again at Malachi 3 in verses 8 through 10. But we see that Jesus Christ himself commended it in Matthew chapter 23 in verse 23. There, we read this, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other, that is the tithe, undone. So, the Lord was saying, you know, so much more important, this of law, judgment, mercy, but don't leave the tithe undone. Make sure you still do the tithe. Interesting that Jesus would say that. What should our motivation be for giving at least one-tenth of our gross income? Our love for the Lord Jesus Christ and his work. Our tithing and offering needs to be with a cheerful attitude. Notice what the scriptures state in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, Christmas time rolls around. I'm going to give a gift to my wife. And it's going to be more, usually, than a tenth of my income for 1 week. Okay? And I want to be nice, and I want to be pleased, so I don't do that grudgingly. I do it with the ideas, boy, I wish I could do more. I love her. She's been my wife for 50 years, so I love this lady. She's special to me. Of all humans on earth, she's number one. Now, she's not before God, but she is number one of all humanity on earth. So, what I'm saying is that because of that, I don't grudgingly or give, well, you know, it's a wife, it's her birthday, it's this, I've got to give it to. No. And I'm afraid that people have that attitude about tithing and offering. That is the worst attitude that you can have. So again, he said, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. Your heart, this is a heart thing. Tithing, offering, is an act of worship in the local church when they're passing that collection plate. It's a reflection of your faith, your trust, and your love for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, for God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, the word cheerful there has been often translated hilarious. It's just like, he sees that plate, He's about five rows back, and it's starting to be past. He said, oh, boy, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Yo, boy, it's coming. It's about here, it's about here. And he gets there, and he says, praise God, I was able to do this way. Oh, man, and it's not just a tithe, it's an offering. He's excited about being able to give into God's work, knowing that it just might end up that it propagates a local church's ministry where perhaps a soul gets saved there at the church. The word of God goes out. Missions are helped. Oh, man, he's just looking at the return he gets on his dollar is far greater than the return that he gets in anything on Wall Street. Now, he may not see it here, but he'll see it in eternity. But God will bless him and take care of him now. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. My friend, that's what the Bible says, and God doesn't lie. Now, what you have to do is call God a liar if you don't believe that. And I wouldn't recommend you do that. Now, a tithe is 10%, again, of your gross income. You do not give an offering until such time that you give above 10%. But it is possible, according to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, to rob God in tithes and offerings. Now listen, as I read that entire passage, Malachi 3, verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Everybody has the idea, well, if the Lord will really give the rain in proper time and do this so that my crops grow well, then I'll give to the Lord. No, the Lord says give, and then I'll give. Other words, you're giving to God in faith. So he's telling us that you can not only rob him in tithes, but you can rob him in offerings. He said, well, how can I do that? Well, if God lays on your heart to give an amount above your tithe, and you don't, then you have robbed God. Your tithe belongs to your local church. But maybe this radio station that you're listening to, we're on several radio stations, we're on several networks, so I'm saying that they're asking for help. They operate merely by faith. It's what you send in. The radio station that we have here, WTYG in Ocala, none of us get a salary for that. Everything is many hours every week. These guys giving themselves to it freely. And they rejoice when they hear people that get right with God, or they send in and let us know what a blessing it was. And I tell you what, those letters and that giving really helps to propagate the gospel and get it around the world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant.